Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight. Put on your red dress, baby.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Having a great visit with our good friend Terry Barber. And Terry, your book is called The Inspiration Factor, right?
That's correct.
And it's available wherever books are sold.
Wherever books are sold, exactly. So thank you for mentioning that.
Check it out. And your own website, you want to give us that again?
Yeah, it's giinspiration.com.
Giinspiration.com. So check it out, folks. Look at all the things that Terry does in addition to his book. Terry, in the previous segment, we talked about the social customer. Now what I want you to do is, and we define that person. The concept of community, the social customer. One of the things I've been saying is the social customer is not a demographic. You can't define a social customer by their demography, by their, I've been saying for a long time now that a demographic is just a stack of papers, a birth certificate, a diploma, a marriage certificate, et cetera, et cetera. But communities are functioning, living, breathing people, and they're different from a demographic. And so a social customer is more like a community than a demographic. What do you think?
Well, I think you're dead on about it, and it makes all the, if you take that attitude up front, getting into the thing that we refer to as community engagement, community involvement, you're going to be a whole lot more likely to be successful. And the way that I like to illustrate it is very similar to what it's like when you first enter into a privately held kind of cocktail party. The truth is, you don't walk in and walk around with a sign or a banner announcing the fact, hey, this is the first time I'm in and around your company. Would you please come be my friend? I mean, it just doesn't work that way. And so it's critical that when you first make your way into this community, that you really become immersed into the community as a genuine, authentic, transparent member, somebody mm-hmm. who cares about the things that the community cares about.
But you can't go in. You got to go in as a member, though. You can't go in. One of the things I've been saying, there are two kinds of communities that businesses are part of. They're the ones you join, which you're an invitee, and you can be kicked out if you don't behave yourself. And then there, if you go and you go find communities already in existence, and you visit them and you join them and you just sort of become a member, and people get to know you that way. Then there are the communities that you create. And I want to see what you think about this. What I've been saying is that you can create these communities. You can ask other people to join the community, and you can serve the community, but you can't control the community. What do you think?
Yeah. In fact, if you come across as one who wants to control the community, even the community that you so-called have created by yourself or from yourself, then you're going to be the one who's going to get left out.
Right.
And because the community ends up being the police itself.
Right.
And those who control content, those who control the attitudes of others. And it's amazing how much and how guarded the community will be in and among itself, of itself.
Well, absolutely. And the thing, if we're so used to controlling our marketing message, and in what I'm calling the age of the customer, Terry, you no longer have full control over that. Customers are controlling that, and they're influencing your marketing message in these communities.
What a great opportunity to be able to zero in on the more effective, the most effective marketing message. It's allowed crowdsourcing to come together in a community to talk to you as a brand
right.
about what's really most important to
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most, the biggest shift, the biggest adjustment that a formerly controlling business has to make in order to be attractive to the social customer?
I think two things. We could say 10, right? But let's
right.
just get two down.
That's good because I only have a couple of minutes.
Yeah, but the first of which is be authentic and be transparent to your community. In other words, when there are things that don't go right, when there are detractors and negativity that surfaces within the community, own up to it. Get involved in that particular part mm-hmm. of the conversation. Embrace it. They're not your enemy. They are not your adversary. And see them as your advocate rather than your adversary.
Right.
And then second of all, learn to collaborate with these people who are part of your community. Engage them. Ask them their opinion. Let them know that, hey, we are about to start thinking in and around a new product line or new service line, but we don't want to do this without getting your input. Would you help us? Tell us what you think and engage them very early on and give them a vested interest in your success.
Well, you know, I'm awfully glad to hear you say that, especially about the authentic part, Terry, because the 20th century Madison Avenue approach to seeking and collecting customers was manipulation. If there's one word that it was, any word that could be applied to the 20th century Madison Avenue approach, the classic approach is manipulation. The opposite of that is authenticity, and that's what you're gonna have to have, folks, more and more of, as Terry said, in the second decade of the 21st century. It's a quick break right here, 10 till. We'll be right back with Terry Barber. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.